This past week in Trenton featured the door slamming process start regarding a program supported by environmentalists, as well as advancement of a variety of pieces of legislation, including less restrictions for home bakers with that entrepreneurial spirit. Here to share her insights into all this is the Assemblywoman for New Jersey's 24th District, Alice Amicoz. How are you this week?
Good morning. Doing well.
Let's start with going back to, I guess, get it right or play along with the rules, whatever the case may be. But 2 months after a state appeals court ruled that the governor broke the law in the way that they pulled the state out of REGI, the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, which by claim it was supposed to be reducing carbon dioxide pollution, they now are planning to submit their official proposal to repeal regulations tied to the program. And now I guess the question becomes, because it has to go through the legislative process, will it get through the legislative process?
Yeah, this is a problem because this, when Governor Christie pulled us out of the agreement, I was in full support of what he did. The problem is that the businesses that generate the polluted air are not in the state of New Jersey. They're in either Ohio or Pennsylvania, and the air drifts our way. And what this is it's basically a penalty or tax on businesses within the state of New Jersey. So what they're going to do is they're going to pass that cost on to the consumer. And ultimately, this is one more thing that will turn off businesses for, you know, wanting to come to New Jersey. So I think that we're going to have a difficult time getting it through the legislature with the makeup as it is, but we will try.
Just background, too, there were two environmental groups, Environment New Jersey and the Natural Resources Defense Council. They sued the Christie administration, saying they broke the law by not introducing a proposal to change or repeal the regulations regarding membership in REGI, and that the group said would have given the public a chance to comment and the state legislature an opportunity to block the decision, which, if you want to counter that argument, you had the Democrats in the legislature looking to do what is now sitting on the governor's desk, the gun magazine limits, and they had the public hearings, and where the vast majority of the voices came out against the legislation, but the legislation passed.
Yeah, they ignored the public. And, you know, this is another example of, you know, sort of the political power play. And you look in Washington and how many executive orders has President Obama done in his two administrations. And, you know, I just think that there's a lot of hypocrisy around. And I think the governor was doing his job and I supported him.
And just to give you a little insight of what may be next, it was Assemblywoman Grace Spencer, Democrat from Essex. She chairs the Environment Committee. And regarding whether the legislature would block the repeal, she said that it's something lawmakers in the lower house would consider. So we'll see how bogged down that process will become.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mentioned in the introduction there was a pretty good slate of legislation going through and getting approved by the Assembly. One of those was your bill A-1244, which would get some of the restrictions off of, you know, heaven forbid, someone who wants to make some money off of grandma's recipe for bread, cake, or brownies.
Yes. This was a bill that, you know, helps home bakers and people that are, you know, earning money by baking things in their homes. It reduced some regulations that were on those businesses. And I really think it's a positive, especially in this economy where people are struggling to, you know, make some extra money and or support themselves. So this was, I was really thrilled to have this go through.
And it does have limitations just for health and safety reasons that any foods that require refrigeration or require additional cooking after purchase would not fall under this bill.
Right. There's some very good guidelines in here. I mean, don't think that, you know, you're going to get something.
Food poisoning,
right,
from something very spoiled.
It's controlled. But it got so ridiculous that organizations weren't allowed to have bake sales because the items are baked in someone's home. I mean, it really was going too far the other way. So this is a common sense piece of legislation, and there's a lot of people happy about it.
Another bill that advanced was A-2955. This was a bill that required designated caregivers receive detailed instructions and training how to carry out the responsibilities while patients admitted to the hospital. ID a caregiver who would be providing assistance when the patient returns home. When the caregiver is identified, the hospital has to include the person's name, address, and telephone number in the patient's medical record within 24 hours after a decision to discharge a patient is made. Hospital then has to share a plan outlining what the patient needs in order to recover, offer training, which either a live or recorded demonstration of what's involved, an opportunity for the caregiver to ask questions. And this is a concept that only Oklahoma has in place right now.
Yeah, this is an important one. You know, with the difficulty today is oftentimes that as people sort of go in and out of the hospital, oftentimes they're very quickly turned around thanks to usually health insurance reasons. But this, I believe, is a good bill that we got the hospitals in support of it. It took a long time to get to the agreement between everyone, but I think ultimately the best interest of the